We are on the process of planning the Radio Wali Day, which is going to happen on the 13th of next month in Juba. In the right now, preparation ongoing, and this morning we shall be having a meeting in Amdis to discuss further on how are we going to make that day colorful for the radio station managers and for all the journalism who are working in South Sudan. The Wali Radio Day, of course, is a day that was proclaimed by UNESCO. That was around 2012. Now is the 8th anniversary of World Radio Day. And our intention is to bring all the radio journalists together and make sure that we recognize their work in South Sudan and not forgetting other journalists who work in different media houses. And we feel like it's important for us to make the day colorful and inform everybody about the role of the media, especially the radio stations in South Sudan, across South Sudan. Because according to the data that I have, across South Sudan, we have like almost 61 radio stations. Mm-hmm. And these radio stations play a big role when it comes to peace building, promoting dialogue, and providing opportunities for changes in the peace building process in South Sudan. So we feel like this particular day, we try to organize it in a way that we recognize our work as journalists. Mm-hmm. And we also recognize the efforts of our colleagues who are working in the media journalism, because we know there are a lot of challenges when it comes to working in the journalism process. Right. Yeah, so we feel it's really important for us to organize this day and make sure that all the radio journalists come together, celebrate the day, and we see what's next from there.
All right, Kamis, we'll get back to you. Thank you. Let's talk to Josephine here with us in the studio as well. Josephine is the chairperson, organizing committee for the World Radio Day. It's good to have you in the program, Josephine. Josephine, how is this day going to look like? Kamis just described for us about, you know, bringing journalists together. But how important is this particular day?
Okay, thank you so much. The World Radio Day 2019 is a very different event that we are going to organize, mm-hmm. and because of its importance, every year, like the seventh celebration that we have, we always conduct it in a public way. Mm-hmm. Like we can't decide to go to one of the football grounds or any space in Juba, you know, to listen to the authority or to the media partners talking to us, but without getting the feedback from us. Mm-hmm. So like we will agree on having one person representing media family in South Sudan, you know, like share some few challenges. But this year it's going to be somehow very different, because we are going to talk based on the theme, you know, dialogue, tolerance and peace. We are going to dialogue, so we're going to have an event whereby we will dialogue as media family and the authority in the country to to have a common ground whereby we could, you know, bring all the challenges that face media mm-hmm. practitioners in the country and maybe get resolution and, you know, solution to all the problems that we have. This World Radio Day is a very important event to us as media family in South Sudan, because it reminds us of the important role we play in nation building, in peace and peaceful coexistence. And it is also a day that reminds our authority on what has not been done, mm-hmm. you know, to media, to protect media and media practitioners.
All right, we'll talk about that shortly, but let's first look particularly on the theme of this year's celebration. This year's celebration is emphasizing on radio as a tool for peace. What opportunities does radio have, you know, as a tool for peace, especially in a situation like where we are right now, where implementation of the revitalized peace agreement is, you know, going on? What role do you think the media can play? What opportunities are there?
The opportunities we have is, you know, dissemination of information to our people, like to preach the peace to our people. What our people lack is like information. In South Sudan, we have more than, 60 tribes. Mm-hmm. And not everyone listens to English or Arabic or some few local languages.
Absolutely.
For example, like if you can talk of Bari, Dinka, Nuer, Acholi, mm-hmm. you know, Zande and all those tribes. But media, you know, Kamis talk of around 60 radio stations in the country, 61 in the country. So these 61 radio stations, they are you know, based in the communities. So the role that we will play is passing the information to our people with the local languages, at least with the language that everyone will get information over the radio, and we'll provide them with the space of sharing their challenges, you know, to us. What normally I used to tell our authority, if I meet with parliamentarians, you know, friends, we have them, those whom we know.
Media friendly,
yes,
somehow.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So we always tell them that we are the bridge between the people and the government, for example. Like, not everyone comes to the parliament and hear what the parliamentarian, you know, decisions they take on our behalf, because we believe that they are there because of us as the citizen. I'm talking as the audience. Mm-hmm. I'm just representing them. You know, whatsoever they have discussed in the house, so it is a media taking to the people. So each and everything we take to the people, it for, you know, for the well-being of our audience, and for, you know, to create that space for them to say, okay, we have people who are always there for us.
Right. Yes, Camise, yes. Josephine spoke about protection of, you know, radio or the media, basically. What could you cite as the major challenges that are facing the radio in South Sudan, and how do we overcome these particular challenges?
Yes, looking at the media fraternity in South Sudan, we have a lot of challenges. First of all, looking at capacities of the journalists who are working in the radio stations and other media houses. Capacity has been one of the challenge that is there in the media houses, we don't deny. And for us, in the media houses, we feel like these journalists need to be trained. For example, we need to have in-house training of journalists to overcome the issue of the capacity building that we are talking about in South Sudan. And again, we also have a challenge in when it comes to funding opportunities. We have a lot of radio in South Sudan, but limited funding. So in that case, I will say that much need to be done on that, and we need to lobby a lot of funds to support the media work in South Sudan, especially the radio stations. Mm-hmm. Because if you go to the States, we have community radios that really are trying their best to improve the lives of the people at the community level. But due to funding, some of them are really doing less work. So to overcome that, I think we need to lobby on the behalf of the radio stations which are based in the state, so that they are supported by the donors. Not only that, we also have a challenge of power. When it goes to the state's level, you find that sometimes the radio does not work 24/7. And the people are there to listen to the radio 24/7. And the issue of the power, again, is a major challenge to the work of the radio stations in other states that we have in South Sudan. And that can only be solved once we have available fuel in our country, so that our radio stations can work 24/7. We have SIP. Mm-hmm. Some journalists come in the morning, they work up to midday, some come midday to 6, they also go, then some come from 6 to midnight. You know, we really need to make sure that people really follow the work of the media. And that can only be solved once our country is stable and we have available fuel in our country. Not only that, but the issue of control sometimes is also a challenge to the media houses. But that issue of restriction, censorship, sometimes the journalists themselves, they also play a big role, because when it comes to capacity and you don't know exactly what you're supposed to do in the profession, it becomes a real challenge. Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes you see that some media houses are closed because of ABCD, somebody says something that is not good to the country. You know, sometimes it's all about profession. How do you play around your profession? How do you improve the quality of the information that you send out to the citizen? It's not necessarily sending abusive language, but you need to, you know, promote peace, dialogue, tolerance, love, unity among the people of South Sudan.
Okay.
Because radio, in one way or the other, there's mm-hmm. also a negative part of the radio. When the radio allow hate speech, mm-hmm. that become a very negative part of the radio, and that can only be controlled once our profession is straightforward.
Absolutely. Josephine, I would like you to respond to that.
Okay.
Camise spoke about the responsibility of journalists as well, as you try to, you know, convert your information there. But there are some politicians and there are some governments that also don't want to be, you know, held accountable, because media at one point plays the role of a watchdog. They are the one to actually look and call for accountability where it's necessary. What do you think when it comes to the issues of the freedom of the press and especially radio, and the responsibility of both the government, individual politicians, and the media personalities?
We're still having problems around this area. When we talked about freedom of expression in South Sudan, it is the biggest challenge that we have. I don't know who is playing which cards in the country now, because the politicians play their cards. And I think Kamisa have touched something very important. If you looked into 2017, 2016, mm-hmm. the incidents of closure of radio stations or maybe arrest of journalists has been reduced. Not because nothing has happened, not because we have not done anything, but because we have censored ourselves. If you looked into the contents of the news mm-hmm. or the programs that we have, not like 2015, 2016 or 2014 there, the content totally changed. We actually censor ourselves just because freedom of expression and harassment to journalists and media houses. And that we were totally confused because when the media authority was established, some of us were very happy that we are going to be now free and, you know, protected. Mm-hmm. by the media authority. But it was opposite, because we are now confused whether we really have authority that could help us come out from that situation. If we are talking about censorship, you know, media authority could even help us doing that better. We cannot censor ourselves because they can give us where to go and what to do. If I have to give an example of how the authority is supposed to work, I can take an example of Kenya Media Council. I think that's how it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, this council in Kenya, a lot of NGOs, a lot of international or national NGOs come through the council to support media. For example, when we talked about, protection or access to information, they can come to council, and then council could look into the local media partner. For example, like UJO, SEPO, Comnets, AMDIS, AMWIS, mm-hmm. National Editors Forum. They could look to one of these partners who best could implement which activities. Then they want to give us the funds to organize the activities, but it is really totally opposite, and this create a fear to us. Honestly speaking, I am going to dodge your question because I will not answer it exactly of saying who is who to do what.
Basically, my question is not to point fingers, but what role can, you know, we play, basically as media houses, also as government and authorities, in ensuring that media censorship, in ensuring that, you know, the freedom of expression is respected as in the constitution.
We have a number of meetings and dialogues that bring us together with the authority, the National Information Commission, Media Authority, the National Information Committee at the Parliament, the Dialogue Secretariat Information Committee, and Kamis can, confirm that mm-hmm. one day they have organized for us a meeting to talk about around these issues. We have such events and the meetings. In the meeting, you'll say, "Khalas, from here, everything is good." Mm-hmm. The way people talk, the resolution people come out with, but after the meeting, immediately you will hear something different happens.
The implementation becomes a problem. Well, thank you so much. Yes, let's, as we continue, today, of course, our managers, our radio station managers are meeting today in Juba. What are some of the issues on the table, particularly what will be discussed in this meeting today? Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, one of the top agenda we're going to have today is the activities that is going to happen this year. I said earlier on that this year's events is going to be different. It's going to be in a very close room whereby we talk and, such challenges that we are sharing here on air with our audience today, we are going to share with authority. Mm-hmm. Like the agenda, what could be the agenda that we are going to have? Yes, it's World Radio Day. Yes, it's dialogue, tolerance, and peace. But what is it under this? Who mm-hmm. Do we want to be on the table? Who is going to say what and who is going to take what? Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying that we are going to have program plans today and to look into the issue of budget. We are taking this event as ours, as media practitioners in the country. It is not UNESCO, not any other institution, mm-hmm. but it is us locals and the community radio station managers in the country. We are knocking at the doors of all the media partners that we need support to implement these activities that we have. Yeah.
All right. Kamis, what will be your final message ahead of the World Radio Day?
Thank you, Sebit William. I just want to echo something little on what Sebit just said. In the same program that we are going to have today, we are also going to discuss challenges faced by the radio stations and the actually media in South Sudan. So that is also one of the top agenda that we are going to discuss today ahead of the World Radio Day. Mm-hmm. However, based on the on the title of this year's celebration of the World Radio Day, I would love all radio stations in South Sudan, across South Sudan, to play a big role when it comes to public sensitization on peace building, creation of dialogue, and the provision of airspace for people to discuss the grievances that they have. You know, once somebody is able to talk, he or she will be, you know, releasing out whatever he has in mind and in the heart and everything. So my final message is that South Sudan radio stations across the country need to play a big role in peace implementation by providing airspace for people to discuss.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Josephine, your final remarks?
I just want to encourage media practitioners in South Sudan and the journalists in that matter. I say that standard of journalism in South Sudan is low, but I somehow want to say no, because these are the same journalists that has been trying their best before and after referendum and the first election that we had. Mm-hmm. So the same standard that they have brought us from that way, from the referendum, to make South Sudan South Sudan today, they can still do their best. What I want to tell the authority that these same journalists, the good one, if not in Miraya, they are working for international organizations, just because of the fear that we have. Because if they write an article today that Justin spoke, they will send to BBC, mm-hmm. and it will become a big news, then the government cannot go to BBC. Mm-hmm. But if Miraya or Bakita or iRadio, any other stations, you know, try to play with their journalism work, then it will become a problem. So let them allow these professional journalists to do their best to help this country. And to the journalists, you know, instead of sending the news to BBC, please bring it to Meraya, to Bakita, to iRadio, to any other local media for the people to hear what is going to happen.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Josephine Achiro and Kamis, Cosmas Kamis, thank you so much for coming to Meraya Studios, and thank you for coming to the Meraya Breakfast Show. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.